Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Ruthie, Me and My Dad, our World Cup special. It's a World Cup special. Now, the reason I say that is every podcast that's out at the moment is a World Cup special. So even though, although you did watch a little bit of the football last night.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. I watched...
Well, you were in the room while it was going on.
It didn't have my full attention, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, the interesting thing about football, I was quite interested watching you, because the thing about football is it sort of sparks into life here and there. It's not like watching a play or a film where you're taking everything in. With football, there are long passages.
There's long bits where they're just passing it around, aren't they? And you're like, what? Like, sometimes, I swear, they go backwards and you're like, the goal's that way. What are you doing?
You kept saying that. England are going the wrong way. Well, what they're doing is they're trying to manoeuvre space.
Yeah, but I think they all expect them to manoeuvre space. I'd just be kicking it straight down the whole time.
Yeah, that's why kids' football is so much fun. Mm. When your brother was a young player, there was nothing like more...
A young player? Sound like he was in the England squad.
Well, he was in Rothwell Juniors. When they were, you know, they would kick the ball up the pitch as far as it could go, and then all of them would cluster around the ball. They were like bees around a honeypot and things. So that's quite fun to watch.
Bees around a honeypot.
But international level, you want it to be a little more refined.
Yeah, well, and I'd prefer to see them all getting up to the top end, see what they're doing.
Mm. So,
were talking before. There's been a lot of kind of drama around how young this England squad is. And I would say I'm young. I'm 17.
Mm.
And then I googled what the average age was, because we were in a bit of a disagreement, because I thought it was 21. I don't know why. I thought I'd just heard it. And you thought it was 23.
Hmm.
It's 26.
Well, that must be...
There must be someone who's pulling that average up.
In the squad.
You're pulling our average up.
Your average way up. And thank you for all your... I was going to say thank you for all your emails. Thank you for all your email, because we did get one.
I've not checked them recently, though. I've not checked them today.
No, well, I have. And the address is martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com.
That's exactly right. If you want to find us on Spotify, because we'll have two new songs up on there, then that's... you can either search for Martin and Ruth... or Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Either one. Martin and Ruth will take you to our profile, and Ruthie, Me and My Dad will take you straight to the playlist.
There is somebody called Ruth and Martin who do a list on Spotify, so you can get the wrong one.
Fake fans.
I don't think they are. And just the one email which said, what you need to do, Ruth, this is talking about exam techniques, because we talked about a little bit
and
about
stress.
Stress. Yeah, we've talked about this a couple of times. What you need to do, Ruth, is to learn some good relaxation methods. Maybe take a walk through the park. Just take some time to relax, and remember, if you ever struggle, your dad will be there for you. Remember that.
Not true. And
Getting on to the first bit, Jermaine...
Our first section.
Your first section.
Does it not need a...
Yes, no, it'll have that. I was just going to point out to people waiting for the Jermaine Greer spot that she's not said anything this week.
She's not done anything.
Just been wandering around the garden. Can I just share something? There's been a couple of articles. You've got one.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one as well. I went on a site called Modern Feminism. And it says that this was written before the current series of Love Island.
Yeah.
And it said, Love Island often shows us examples of strong women who don't stand for any mistreatment. Last year's contestant Olivia was criticised for being arrogant, yet she didn't fail to tell her partners when she felt she was being mistreated. Are the contestants of Love Island, future and past, the model for which we should base all of our relationships on? You saw a piece, was it in the Sunday Times?
Yeah, a piece in the Sunday Times called How It Feels to Be a Feminist Fan of Love Island.
And this is you, isn't it? A feminist fan
of
Love Island.
Yeah, I would say I'm a feminist and also massive fan of Love Island. I want to buy the water bottle.
You're more of a fan of Love Island than you are a feminist, I would say, but there you go.
Right, so how can millennials, the generation that's so woke, be going mad again for a daily show about undressed, hot young people hooking up? I thought it was really interesting because there's people who argue the whole, like, no, it is a feminist thing and it's about all these things. And she said in this article, when I'm feeling defensive about my obsession, I might tell people I find it fascinating because it is an insight into gender and its role in society, blah, 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 blah. But in truth, I think it's just I like watching people have sex on TV.
But they don't have sex, do they? Some do.
Some do have sex. They don't all have sex in any way.
But they don't show it, do they?
They show it, like, but it's all undercovers. Like, if it was not undercovers, then they wouldn't be allowed to show it. Like, the series two, so, like, two series ago, there was a couple called Emma and Terry, and she didn't want any of it to be shown on TV, so they just did it in the open for all the other contestants to see. A lot of the girls come out in defence and say, I'm a girl and I like sex, it doesn't make me a slag. It's not about being a slut or any of these terrible terms that women get called. It doesn't make you a slag or anything like that, having sex. I just think it's a little bit weird to have sex in the same room as other people. And I don't think that makes me prudish or makes me kind of offensive to women. So I just think it's kind of weird. But then she sort of goes on to say, which I thought was interesting. So she says about how it shows us things we aren't used to seeing. It's very different to anything else that's on TV. It's a glimpse into human behaviour. And I thought this was especially interesting and quite resonant that the people of Love Island are like everything that she could have been if she'd have been more confident. And that's not just talking about skinny and tanned. But
well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's an insight into human behaviour of people with very flat stomachs.
Yeah.
It's not human behaviour of the world at large.
It might have been Ian Sterling who was saying it. It's like you put a bunch of these really good-looking people in a group together and they're all gorgeous. And so it strips it all back to an even playing field again. Do you know what I mean? Because they all look like that. And then all you're left with is personality, which I know that is not what these people are known for, but it kind of is like that. And she said that...
You see, Ian Sterling might say that because he does have...
Obviously.
He has skin in the game,
I still think that's interesting. And she kind of talks about they go up to people and they just tell them that they like each other, and that's quite a wonderful way to be. And she said, that's sort of what my life would be like if my life hadn't have got in the way.
Well, briefly tell us what's happening this week.
Adam and Rosie were back together. It was all okay. And then now, suddenly, they're back on the rocks again because a new girl's walked in. Adam, every time a new girl walks in, he goes, no, she really is. Like, she's a bit of me. Like, I really do like her. And I think the only reason Adam likes anyone is because they're a new and a girl. Like,
so they're bringing a new one in every week?
They bring them in more than once a week. There's two new girls who have just come in, Ellie and Zara. They're on the rocks again.
How did you get in it? Do you have to put your name down or something?
You apply. There was thousands and thousands of
There were more people applied for Love Island than applied for Oxford and Cambridge. That's the story.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that was a story.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hayley and Charlie have left. They got dumped from the island.
Right.
Because they were voted one of the two most...
Hayley's the Scouser with...
the one who thought
sophisticated
Brexit.
And thought Brexit was chopping down trees. What's she doing? Has she been on all the TV shows?
Yeah. She'll start selling teeth whitening kits on Instagram.
Right.
Alex still hasn't found anyone. And so I wrote this before last night's show, and I put in brackets, men need updating based on Tuesday night's show. And... It does a little bit because he's going on a date with Ellie in the VT for like the promo for tonight's show. There's seen to be a bit of a kiss, so I'm very excited about that, and I'm hoping that Ellie and Alex will forge a relationship.
So that's Love Island done. Well done.
It is.
I read an interesting thing about sourdough bread. It always worries me how all of a sudden sourdough bread became a huge thing. You know, you had, well, you must have sourdough.
Has it got like sour flour?
I've no idea. A crusty loaf, I'll read you what it says here. A crusty loaf, patiently made in the time-honoured way, using a sourdough leaven, harnessing the raising power of wild yeasts, is an object of...
Wild yeasts.
Is an object of craft and beauty. Thanks to the lactic and acetic acids that ferment the dough and provide its characteristic tang, the flavour is vastly superior. Basically, what they're saying is there's lots of questions about sourdough bread. Why is sourdough bread good for me? Sourdough is more digestible than standard loaves and more
nutritious.
Yeah, it says that here. More nutritious too. I'm a great disbeliever in superfoods.
You don't believe in that any food does anything better for you, really?
No, I don't really. It does seem to be a bit of a modern obsession. You and your friends, are you pretty faddy about food? I mean, I know you are.
No, I don't think I'm that faddy about food. I'm not like, oh, I've got to eat. You know, like some people do these like bowls with like acai and stuff. Yeah, but no, but I don't think that's faddy.
No.
I don't think being a vegetarian is faddy because vegetarians have been around.
It's just you won't eat meat. I mean, you will eat fish.
Oh, yeah, no, I do eat fish. But I'm not sure I will eat fish for the rest of my life. I might stop eating fish at some point.
When you get a taste for vegetables...
I actually do eat quite a lot more vegetables now.
Yeah, but you'll only eat the broccoli if it's the long, thin...
No, I eat normal broccoli. I eat carrots. Anyway, this is not about what vegetables I do and don't eat, because that's not very interesting for the listeners.
The Kardashians have said nothing this week.
They've done some things, but I've written, keeping up with the Kardashians, slow week in news. But... Kim Kardashian West has worn Fulani braids. So they're like, you know, like braids that black people wear. To the MTV Movie and TV Awards, despite past criticism. You may have missed this past criticism. It was a big story.
The braids. Is it because of cultural appropriation?
Yeah. So this is what's happened. Kim Kardashian notoriously took to Snapchat wearing what she called Bur Derek braids, a reference to the hairstyle worn by the actress in the 1979 movie 10. No idea.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah. People on the internet were quick to label it cultural appropriation and to call her out for attributing the style to a white woman when, in fact, the style originated in West Africa. Again, it's another one of these cultural appropriation things where I don't know where I stand.
I thought you were going to come out with some view on that. Where I stand on Bo Derek is she was basically a model who made a movie.
I don't think she looked good. That I am sure of. My view is, don't know if it's cultural appropriation or not, but I would just say don't go for it. Yeah. Same with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, well, my barber, whenever he has a student that pops in and says, can you do dreadlocks? And he says, no, I don't do dreadlocks. And they say, do you know anywhere I can get them done? He said, have you tried Jamaica? Let's transition here.
Yes.
Into meme of the week.
Into meme of the week? Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Have we not got a meme of the week?
No, I do.
Oh, it's on your phone, isn't it?
It's quite a long meme this week. But I thought that'd be fine because, you know, you enjoy the meme.
Well, yeah, and I enjoy the meme. And also, with it being our World Cup special...
Oh, did you want a World Cup meme?
No, I didn't. But I was saying, with it being a World Cup special, the World Cup is sort of dominating the news at the moment. So all the issues that we would... Do you know what I mean? It's bizarre. You think... Because the World Cup happens. England win a match. It's the lead item on all the news bulletins.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a 12-page pull-out in the middle of the paper.
As it should be.
I'm not against it because it changes, you know, it changes the whole sort of agenda for a few days at least.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens, and it means that a lot of the issues that we would normally be discussing, we're not discussing, which means we have more time for a meme of the
week. More time for a meme.
You can be as long as you like.
Because the memes continue. The memes live on.
Yeah, they do.
So this is kind of a picture meme, but I'm going to do my best to explain
it. If you could.
So there's a picture of a girl and her wall is covered with late slips. Now hers are like pink late slips, so you get those from school when you're late. And she says, all 46 excuses on my friend's wall. And I thought I'd just read you some of these excuses because they're absolutely hilarious. Number one, I was just really, really early for tomorrow. Two, we can't all be used Usain Bolt. Three, in this day and age, we shouldn't need labels like late. Four, I had pee first period. Do you blame me? Five, I really, really didn't want to sing. 6, my brother thought it would be hilarious to drop me outside the prison gates. 7, you can't tell me how to live my life. 8, hashtag YOLO. 9, my legs fell off and I had to roll
hashtag
all the way.
Hashtag YOLO.
Hashtag YOLO.
Now, you only live once.
Yeah, oh, well done, well done. 9, my legs fell off and I had to roll all the way to the emergency clinic. 10, there was a freak yachting accident. 11, I can't read 11 because it's got a naughty word in it. 12, this is just my wall. 13, do you even read these? 14, it does not matter how slow you go so long as you do not stop. 15, I spent my entire night writing Tom Daly fanfiction. 16, my father left my mother for an air hostess 7 years ago. Do you expect me to get over that emotional trauma overnight? 17, Sarah Palin and I got into a Twitter war and I couldn't leave and let her win. 18, traffic jammy jam jam. 19, how can I go to school when Alex Turner? 20, my sim was having an emotional meltdown.
What's Alex Turner?
Alex Turner is the lead singer from the Arctic Monkeys.
Ah, how can I go to school when Alex Turner?
Yeah, right, okay. When Alex Turner is so hot or whatever. Yeah, yeah. 20, my sim was having an emotional meltdown and I needed to be there for her. 21, I was sticking it to the man. 22, I spent my entire night worrying if I would ever lose my virginity. 23, 50 Shades of Late. I was walking and then I caught the eye of an attractive member of the opposite sex and we began exchanging significant looks and I knew we would one day make sweet love, so I just walked alongside him and tried to catch his eye and to be continued. 24, part 2. He was playing hard to get, so he walked and walked and he had the perfect hair colour. It was sort of beige brown. Anyway, it turned out he was walking to a bus stop, so obviously I had to catch the bus because true love. And silently we rode out to Papakura and into the sunset. 25, my meth lab caught fire. 26, my bed is more comfortable than your school ever will be.
And that's it.
That's it.
Very good. Excellent. It's a long meme, but a good one.
And you might want to cut all that out. Who knows?
Who knows? Well, we're going to take a short break now. This is where they advertise something.
Good, because I'm tired from all the meme reading.
I know, that was very good. So we'll take a short break, and this is where we have an advert for a fine, fine product, which may be another podcast that you can get on Acast.
Don't listen to it. Not got the time. There's only time for one podcast.
Do listen to it. Do listen to it, because it's a fine podcast, whatever it is. We've no idea what's being advertised here, but whatever it is.
We love it.
We love it.
We use it every day.
We do. It could be a product, and if it is a product, it's long-lasting.
Oh, yeah, and shiny.
And shiny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you got other stuff?
I've got other stuff. I didn't know whether you wanted to do something because I just did a long section.
You did a long section, but you've done so much stuff. I'm impressed because you're on your work placement this week.
Yeah, work experience. They call it work placement, but some people don't know what work placement is.
Right, so you've got a week where you don't have to go to school, but you have to go somewhere else and...
do work placement.
And you're doing it in the theatre at West Yorkshire Playhouse. Mm-hmm. Have they just had you making coffee or have you...
No, I've not made any coffee. I've been actually doing stuff. It's a really good one. I know some people will be making coffee a lot, but...
There's a lot of that goes on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember...
I'm not very good at... tea, I can make a good cup of tea. Hmm. But coffee... Not so much because...
Well, thank goodness they haven't asked you to make coffee yet. But I did get a work placement for your older brother years ago. I got him a placement at an advertising agency, which was actually going out of business at the time. I didn't know this. But the sort of week he was there, it was all... Everybody was stabbing everybody else in the back and they were going out of business.
Oh, God.
It was terrible. And all he got to do was make coffee, basically. Make coffee and gossip to me, you know, when I picked him up about how dreadful the place was and how it's falling to bits.
But well, it's better than that.
It sounds a lot better than that.
Sir,
Before you do that topic, we'll hold it there. We will do it. But it's high time we had some music,
yeah.
I think. I just felt the need for music.
And I just felt the need.
I did. And I was shocked, I tell you, the other morning when Sheryl Crow came on Breakfast TV and you said, who is she? I never heard of her.
I haven't.
No, which surprised me. And then I thought to myself, well, why would you? Because she's such a figure for the 90s. But so I thought, well, as you've never heard of Sheryl Crow, I'm sure you'll have heard this on the radio.
Maybe.
You must have done. This is the one track that she's really famous for. All she wants to do is have some fun.
Yeah, I kind of knew it, but...
You must have heard it. It must have been used in movies, adverts.
Not things. Really. I've never heard it in a movie or advert. I think I've maybe heard it once, but I don't really recognise it at all.
Well, it's interesting. Sheryl Crow is one of the... She's obviously under the radar because, you know, I mention any female singer, Diana Ross, Barbara Streisand, you know, people way before your time.
Yeah, but even people from the 90s, or not 90s, but maybe early 90s, like, you know, like Natalie Imbruglia and...
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, like I know all of her, so yeah. She must really not have...
She must really be under the radar.
Not managed
Which is bizarre, because she's made about 20 albums, but none of them have been as successful as her very first album.
Oh, really?
Which was 1993, when you were minus seven. She had an album called Tuesday Night Music Club, from which that song came. But she's currently touring in Britain. And also, more interesting, she had a 3-year relationship with Lance Armstrong.
That is more interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, Lance Armstrong, obviously the drug street, she
yeah,
got,
no.
You know, cancer survivor. She got cancer as well, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that how they met?
No, I don't think so. But I think they just met through the celebrity circuit, you know, because at the time he was a huge hero, you know, before it came out that he'd taken all these drugs. She also dated Eric Clapton. You heard of Eric Clapton?
Yes, I have heard of Eric Clapton.
Yeah, well, Sheryl Crow was his squeeze for a while.
And good for her.
She's recently talked about impeaching Donald Trump.
Is she with anyone at the moment?
I think so, yeah. She's got a couple of kids.
Oh.
And she has a 50-acre spread near Nashville. She's very, very, very rich. She's made an awful lot of money without you even noticing her. And she's carried on making albums. Who knew? Well, a lot of people did. She's carried on making albums right through into the 2000s. So
good for Sheryl Crow. Keep at it.
So I'm introducing you to Sheryl Crow this week. What are you introducing me to?
Travis Scott.
Okay, let's have a listen. She caught the waves, just thumbing through my brain. There we are, 20 seconds for review purposes of Travis Scott. I'll tell you what struck me watching the video was it reminded me of the video for Club Tropicana by Wham, which is...
Surprisingly, don't know it.
Well, Club Tropicana, when you know Wham,
yeah,
you know George Michael.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. No, George Michael.
And they just sort of swan around Club Tropicana. Can I just sing just to indicate?
No, you actually can't.
I actually can't. I'm not allowed to sing. Club Tropicana, which George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, the other guy from Wham, all sort of swept back hair, sunglasses, shirts open, you know, almost like Medallion Man type of thing. And then there were lots of attractive bikini-clad girls around.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at it now and say that's very naff. To me, the only difference is that Travis Scott is black. Apart from that, it's, you know, he's swanning
that's
around.
That's what a lot of music is, that it's the dancing around and then it's girls in bikini.
He would have no credibility at all were he white. I mean, some white guy would have sunglasses on.
But the music's good.
Is he quite poppy on the... It didn't sound as hardcore as some of the rap that
he
played us.
No, some of his other songs are more hardcore. That's one of his most, like, mainstream songs.
Is that
more
commercial songs?
Yeah, but I always go for something that's more commercial because I want to play what's their most popular thing.
Right, right. That's fair.
But it's not my favourite song by him. No. So his real name is Jacques Webster.
Not Jacques Cousteau.
No, Jack Webster, I think it probably
is. Is it Jack, like, not Jacques?
Well, it's spelled J-A-Q-U-E-S.
No C in it. That'd be interesting, because Jacques Cousteau is J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, I think. Jacques Cousteau.
I don't think it's got a C. No.
Well, you might be right. So
anyway, he's 27.
But that's pronounced Jacques, as in Jacques Brel or Jacques Cousteau.
He's 27 years old, and he is with Kylie Jenner. So this is kind of why I went for Travis Scott. He is Kylie Jenner's boyfriend and father of the child.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
But they're not together anymore.
No, they are together. They're very much together.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he signed to Kanye's record company.
Right.
Before he met Kylie. So he got signed to Kanye's record company, I think, and then he met Kylie.
Yeah.
And now he's with Kylie. And he's playing at Leeds Fest this year.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, there you go.
Is he a very popular rapper? Is he?
Yeah, yeah, he's massively popular.
Is he?
Hugely.
Yeah, so is he topping the bill at Leeds Fest? Or?
Yeah, yeah, he's a headliner.
Yeah, because in the old days it would have been somebody like the Arctic Monkeys or...
It's gone a lot more, especially this year, I think a lot of people have been quite complaining. It's way more rap.
Yeah.
Way less indie boy bands, but that suits me.
I suppose rap is the dominant form at the moment, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It'll change. It'll go
sure
back
it
to being indie boy bands at some point.
I'm
it's
sure
just
it
whatever's
will.
Popular at that time.
Yeah,
so
I'm
there
sure
you go.
It will. Yeah. And if you want to hear those songs in full,
our profile is Martin and Ruth, so you can search that in the bar. But you can also search Ruthie, me, and my dad.
Yeah. And we would like you, if possible, as we're doing commercials here, to rate and review. You know,
if you want.
Yeah.
So you do you.
No, not if you want. Do it. It's you can find that on Apple Podcasts, I think, if you want to rate and review it.
Do you want me to do
this? This is one of yours, yeah.
Yeah. So there's been some palaver. Palaver?
Palaver, yeah.
Pavlova?
some palaver, yeah.
There's been some palaver of a YouTube star, Alfie Dares.
Oh, yes, you were telling me about this.
Yeah. So it was. I'm surprised it didn't get in mainstream news because sometimes it does.
Mm.
But I think there was articles about it, but it wasn't like on the TV. So
but Alfie Days is the boyfriend of Zoella.
Of Zoella, who you know. Don't
I know because she does. She's a YouTuber. He's a YouTuber. She when she had a book out, there were like riots of people trying to get to see her.
And then it overtook J.K. Rowling for the like best debut novel, which is. Preposterous because she got a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It was all that. I remember all those rows.
The ghostwriting stuff,
yeah.
Yeah.
And she talks about makeup and stuff on her.
Yeah, makeup YouTube. And clothes, I think.
Yeah.
And like shows her, like, I don't know. Anyway, so he
Alfie
made.
Days
Alfie Days made a video, a challenge video, living on £1 for a day. And he's been criticised by fans who claim he's making poverty entertainment. In the video,
the idea of the challenge was to live on £1
for a day, which obviously lots of people do. I think there's been another YouTuber who did like £5 for the week and she lived the whole week, like to make a point of how difficult it is to do and how awful it is that some people live in this kind of poverty. And he, it was just a jerk to him, like ridiculous, like how ignorant can you be? And he goes on the shopping spree in the video and he's like, it's okay though, I've not bought any food, so don't worry. But he's buying like really expensive clothes. He has a personal trainer session and he complains about how he can't even have a protein shake afterwards.
Oh, it's just £1 for food, so you can spend what you like on anything else.
Yeah, but yeah. You shouldn't, because the point is that you're showing what it's like to live in poverty. Like this other girl who did £5 for a week, I think, I've not seen it, but she... Like, she wouldn't go and spend any other money, but it was just the necessities.
But that's not living for £1 in a day if you're buying
exactly.
your personal
and I think she even had, like, a cold shower instead and that kind of thing. And he goes on a shopping spree. He complains about having to drink tap water. And, like, as a side note, he's made jokes. I saw this when people were talking about it. He's made jokes about how much plastic bottles they get through because they don't drink tap water. Like, just... Like, these multi-millionaires, but it's just... They sell themselves on being relatable and to, like, 12-year-old girls, and I just think it's awful. Savannah Brown, who is another YouTuber who's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers, tweeted, Hi guys, today we'll be doing the disability challenge. I can't use my legs for a whole day. Can you even imagine? Ha ha ha, this really sucks. I can't walk anywhere. Good thing I actually have legs. Don't know what I'd do without all my legs. Wow, what a day. Anyway guys, smash that. Like, smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
So I thought that was quite funny. And yeah,
that was her response to Alfie Day's
video.
She was being satirical.
Obviously. I was reading through the comments and some people were like, this is actually disgusting. Like, how dare you even think about making this video? And she was like, it's a joke, guys. Yeah. So that was quite funny.
Yeah. Do you feel you live too much of your life out on social media? Do you feel you're doing too much tweeting? And somebody wrote a thing about the stuff that you've lost that we had in the pre-digital world, if you like.
Yeah.
You'll never have to make sense of a bus or train timetable. Your phone, you'll...
Yeah, but again, what is so wrong about that? Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like you say, oh, you'll never be able to read it. You'll never read a bus timetable again. It's like, yeah, but what kind of joy did you really get out of doing that? Like, what did you learn?
I'll tell you, no, it was a skill that you mastered.
But if you don't need the skill, then why bother learning the skill?
Okay. Another thing you'll never have to do is keep track of your library books so that you know the date when your library books have to go back.
Now, well, you do.
Well, yes.
If you get a book out from the library.
If you get a book out from the library. But, you know, we used to have about 5 books out from the library all the time. You know, you'd always have library books.
Books were so much more expensive, yeah.
Yeah, you'd also have library books at home.
I've got a book out from the library. I've got 2 from the library right now.
And will you remember to take them back? Which library? School?
They'll email me.
Yeah.
Get an automatic email update.
Precisely. This is an interesting one. Becoming acquainted with a whole album of songs, even though you only wanted the one song, you now just download the one song, don't you?
Whereas that is true. Like, I have to make an actual effort. So when Kanye released his new album, I was like, I want to listen to the whole album so I really know it. And I've not even properly done it yet, because you have to make a conscious effort to be like, right, I'm listening to this whole album. Because what I'll do before is I'll pick 3 songs and I'll just listen to them, and it's not the same experience, because it's like a story.
I mean, I could tell you all about when I got a Beatles album. Having not mentioned the Beatles in this, but I won't. We also, monitoring your cash scrupulously, because there were no ATMs, no credit cards, no debit cards in those days. So you really, contactless was a dream in the future. So you really had to monitor your cash. You had to know what you had, and know how much you'd spent and whether you could afford things.
But then again, I monitor my cash, but in a different way. I use online banking, and I know it's not the same thing as I need to write this down and this is how much money I have and this is my money for the next month or whatever, but it's just a different way of doing the same thing.
Well, I think that's it for this week, Ruthie. It's World Cup week, so it was our World Cup special. Nothing else much happening in the world. Sunday again, there's another match for England against Panama.
Yeah, hopefully we'll win that one as well.
Yeah, Panama, which your mother said I didn't know was a country. I thought it was just a canal. So I said, yeah, they'll be swimming. As you say, hopefully we'll win that one. But right now it's time to sack it off, is it not?
Right now it is.
Yeah. You don't like that catchphrase, do you? Sacking it off.
No, but it's fine.
You started it.
It started to be a catchphrase.
Yeah, but I like having a catchphrase. Okay. Should we sack it off for this
week?
We'll
sack it off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.